This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New study says about a quarter of us spend all our time indoors. A quarter. In fact, they say increasingly the only time we get outside is during commutes to work or school, and that's bad. Report says because we're not getting enough sunlight and fresh air. People may think the indoors are healthier, but they're exposing themselves to humidity, mold, and inadequate temperatures. Boy, it's been nice to fling open the windows here, air the house out the last several days. A Pennsylvania high school student may have just won the entire prom season by having the best date. Allison Kloss was the talk of Carlisle High School prom last week when she showed up with her surprise date, Danny DeVito. Or at least a life-size cardboard cutout of the actor and director. Kloss, who says she brought the cardboard DeVito to prom to surprise and amuse her classmates, spent the entire night wheeling her date around on a scooter and introducing him to everyone. The happy couple also took plenty of photos. He's the perfect fake date. Wing lovers, our long national nightmare is over. Chicken wings are getting cheap again. Just about a year ago, there was a crisis as the price of chicken wings skyrocketed, putting a lot of pressure on restaurants, with many of those restaurants taking wings off the menu altogether. Since then, prices have dropped and are now at a four-year low. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hey, Nintendo is bringing back NES, the Classic Edition, the re-release of the original Nintendo Entertainment System that debuted back in 1983. I had one. When it was originally released in 2016 for $79.99, it sold out quickly. This summer, it's coming back with a $60 price tag, and Nintendo should be able to keep up with the demand. Their updated classic console features 30 classic Nintendo games like Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Pac-Man, Punch-Out, and Tecmo Bowl. Oh yeah, I'm going to get one. According to a new study, short guys are more aggressive than taller guys. Researchers found men who were about 5'7 acted more aggressively as long as there was no threat of repercussions. Taller men who were about 6'6 were far easier going. Sorry, guys, but women are better wine tasters. Men are too emotional, they say. Seems men had stronger emotional responses to the wines they tasted, while women were better at noting the differences between types of wine. Some studies have suggested that women have a better sense of smell than men, which could enhance their ability to taste wine. Or it could be that women just drink more wine. According to a report from 2016, women consume almost 60% of all the wine sold in the U.S. According to a retirement expert, you should have twice your annual salary saved by age 35. So how's that going? A survey found 66% of millennials admit they have no retirement savings. Hey, how many true friends do you have? You might have hundreds of friends on social media, but how many can you count on when you really need them? According to a new study, the average person has 5 good friends. Only 5? Hey, if you haven't heard, the Blue Star Trail Walk, Run, Bike, Ski Celebration is this Sunday, 1:30 to 3:30, at the corner of Old Allegan Road and Blue Star Highway. There's parking available at Saugatuck Christian Reformed Church. It's the official opening of the Blue Star Trail. There'll be bicycles given away, a fun walk and ride along the new Blue Star Trail to the fire station and beyond, free food and music, and lots more at the official opening of the Blue Star Trail. Blue Star Trail Walk, Run, Bike, Ski this Sunday, 1:30 to 3:30 in Saugatuck. Uncle had news out of midair. Allegiant Air flight from Orlando to Grand Rapids was delayed Monday after a passenger stole a demo life vest from the flight attendant and stuffed it into the toilet. If you think this sounds like the behavior of a drunk person, you're absolutely right. The flight, which was already delayed over an hour due to weather, started taxiing to the runway when the flight crew prepared to go through their usual safety demonstration. But the flight attendant couldn't find the demo life vest. The pilot refused to take off until it was found. He found it, stuck in the restroom toilet. Pilot informed passengers that he would have to go back to the gate and get a new one, and couldn't take off unless the FAA flight safety demonstration was completed. Once at the gate, the intoxicated passenger was removed. Who thinks to steal a flight attendant's life vest? That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about this weekend? Send it to me, paul at wcsy.com. Our fax is 269-637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Even. Even after hours, there's a drop box outside the building. Leave us a message on Facebook, our Facebook page, or tweet at COSYFM. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com and great podcast outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.